and see the full menu at ColbertHills.com.
And Kathy Dawes, it's our pleasure to have C. Clyde Jones in the studio again, who turns 95 on Thursday. We have Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear with us still also, and going to go over some more items with Ron. But C. Clyde, I know there's a special proclamation. We'll let Ron go back over that. We mentioned it briefly at the beginning, but a very special proclamation for a very special man.
We do. I know Mayor Morris is excited to have you join us this evening to recognize you for just a ton of contributions you've made to this community and the impact you've had, especially, you know, with your more recent fun runs, but certainly your work with Shepherd's Crossings and the fundraising with the United Way and your leadership in the business college, both while you were active academically there, but also in your retirement as well, just your Citizen of the Year, Volunteer of the Year. The Chamber renamed the Volunteer Award for you. So you've just done so much for the community, Clyde, and we just appreciate all that you've been willing to do and that you've been able to do.
Well, Ron, I am feeling a little bit overwhelmed right now with all of this wonderful attention. I told Kathy yesterday morning, I'm in danger of having my ego explode. So I'm being very careful in that respect to keep it under control. But I'm just very thrilled and looking forward to showing up at commission meeting this evening to receive this proclamation.
Well, and you know, I appreciate those comments because, you know, I met you through Rotary. And, you know, our motto is service above self. And you certainly have been a very selfless servant. And we really appreciate that leadership.
Do you remember the exact occasion on which I invited you to join the newly formed Kansa Rotary Club?
Well, it might have been at a chamber retreat, but I think that's
exactly
what it was.
Right. It was a chamber retreat, and you and Carrie Davis was there, and I approached you both, and you both very graciously said, yeah, you'd be willing to join. So they became two of the 34 charter members of the Kansa Rotary Club, and you became president, what, in year two or three?
Something like a year and a half. Randall had to leave.
Are you still involved?
Yes. Yeah, we both still are involved.
And Karen is still involved.
Well, that's good to know. See, that's a little fact I didn't know about Ron, so I appreciate that. So once again, all the lives you have touched, C. Clyde. I mean, I continue to see that, you know, as we continue with this week. I've known it for a long time, but it's become very evident as some of the people come in, the things that they have to say and share. And your memory is phenomenal on names and people, and much better than mine, quite frankly.
Well, the blessing of that is that usually when I state something, nobody else remembers to contradict it.
Good point. Well, and I know, as you had said several times when you were in yesterday, that the community, this community is something special. And, of course, Ron is city manager. I mean, all the different things that the city does are pretty important when it comes to community and what we're trying to do here, I guess.
Well, absolutely. And I've really stated on many occasions how much I appreciate and admire the work that city staff does. We've got an outstanding staff, and not just the manager. Karen is doing a great job. Is her title officially development? Or
she was our director of community development.
And she retired.
She did retire
recently,
at the end of last year.
Recently.
So,
and she was my contact on a lot of projects and issues. And my really most direct involvement with the city was joining the Social Service Advisory Board in 1988. Mayor Jane Klingler actually was responsible for setting that up and appointed Edith Stunkel, Rich Seidler, and me to that first board in 1988. And you know that both Rich and Edith became city commissioners out of that.
And mayors.
Why didn't I become city commissioner? Hey, politics is not my strong suit.
But you had a lot of dealings with the city, as you're explaining. I mean, you worked with the city on a lot of different things.
I've treasured it very, very highly and still have occasion to go down and maybe pay a water bill.
Well, your mention of the Social Service Advisory Board certainly is one of the things that, the city and, the city commissioners have taken a lot of pride in establishing for the good that it does in the community and the number of different social service agencies that are assisted through funding by the city for that specific cause. There's not a lot of cities that have done that, and certainly Manhattan, way before my time, was recognized as a leader in creating that component for providing some assistance to the city. And certainly, as a charter member of that SSAB, you all set the framework for it. That's been very successful over the years.
I'm a beneficiary of the SSAB. I think starting in 2008, Shepherd's Crossing received a grant from the SSAB for funding utilities and rent for actually low-income persons. Shepherd's Crossing actually serves people regardless of income level. We'll have some people maybe making $40,000 a year who have a financial emergency, and we help them out with that. But our city funds go exclusively to people who qualify as at or below the poverty line. And we keep very careful records to show that. So we've received, the first year, I think we had 40,000. We're up to 48,000 this year. And it's made a tremendous impact on the people we serve in Manhattan. And we do limit it, incidentally, to citizens of Manhattan.
Still a lot of need out there, and I know you see some of that firsthand, C. Clyde. We actually had a caller before you came in asking about warming stations for people who are homeless and that kind of thing, but there is still a lot of need out there, and I know you've been pretty involved with some of that.
Well, that is very, very true, and that need goes undetected and unrealized by many, many of our citizens. I remember sitting in on one of those chamber retreats one time when one of our elected public officials protested, hey, there's no housing issues in Manhattan. Manhattan's housing is perfect. And this was many, many years ago. And I did not speak up at the time and say, would you come with me and let me take you to a few of the sections of Manhattan which does not have real high-quality housing. And so, yeah, the needs are out there, Fortunately, I think that we're becoming more and more aware of that as a community and more opportunities to help meet those needs.
Let's go ahead and take another break. It is now 9:46. We need to squeeze another break in. I'm Manhattan City Manager Ron Fair, C. Clyde Jones with us today. Appreciate both of you being here. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Their bank has earned the highest national